The Walker County Board of Commissioners meet tonight at 6:30 with a full agenda of zoning cases, funding items, and contract approvals. Commissioners will hold a public hearing on multiple zoning requests, including properties on Happy Valley Road in Rossville, Round Pond Road in Lafayette, and a variance request on Dusty Trail. A longstanding rezoning request along Highway 151 is also up for a vote. The board will also take up new business items, including election qualifying fees, opioid settlement fund agreements, road safety projects, and a new $600,000 annual EMS contract. Additional items include agricultural extension, building renovations, and the Board of Health appointments. Old business includes continued discussions on proposed changes to the county's animal control ordinance. A Lafayette nonprofit that builds beds for children in need is recovering after a storage unit fire destroyed nearly 100 bed frames and supplies on Monday afternoon. Sleep in Heavenly Peace says the fire caused an estimated $7,000 in damage, including wood, bedding, and rails used to build beds for local families. The Lafayette Fire Department is investigating the case. Lowe's has stepped in to help replace the lost materials, and the organization says bed deliveries will continue despite the setback. Georgia high school students will soon face new limits on cell phone use during the school day. Governor Brian Kemp signed House Bill 1009 into law on Tuesday that requires public high schools and school systems to create policies restricting phone use in classrooms. State leaders say the goal is to reduce distractions and improve student performance. The move expands last year's Distraction-Free Education Act, which already banned classroom cell phone use for students in kindergarten through the eighth grade. We've got more news coming up after this. A Dade County jury has convicted a Trenton man on multiple sexual offense charges involving a minor victim. 36-year-old Randall Dakota Wallen was found guilty of aggravated child molestation, aggravated sexual battery, and two counts of child molestation following a three-day trial that concluded April the 22nd before Judge Chris Arndt. Investigators say the case began in July of 2024 after authorities responded to a report of a sexual abuse at a Casey Road residence. Officials say several minors were removed from the home, and a forensic interview later revealed extensive abuse. Wallen was sentenced April 29th to consecutive life sentences. He will not be eligible for parole for 60 years. Details on these stories on our website, discoverwalker.com. While you're there, you can find the obituaries, the arrest reports, and community announcements as well. That's discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 in Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.